You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On all these things that she has eaten, like the Uranus Fudge Company in Missouri.
Right. It was a Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship. She placed fourth.
Come on. That's what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's in Uranus, Missouri.
They got the same thing in Uranus, Indiana.
A fudge eating competition there too?
Yep. Fudge from Uranus. Anyway, and so he's giving me all these stats. He's like, I don't get it. It's so much food. You want to enjoy it. And I'm like, it's just like the realization that when you be like, for him, I try to put it in some layman's terms, to become a professional golfer, you have to golf so much that you sort of lose the enjoyment of the game. Gator feels like he's worried about them losing the enjoyment of eating.
Well, it's because they're on a time limit, so they have to shovel in as much as they can. I mean, we talked like, hey, what could you put down a lot? You know, and we come up with like normal stuff. Like, oh, I think I might be able to have like 8 pancakes, right? Mm-hmm. But you're still enjoying it at that point. How many tacos could you have? Oh, I could probably throw down 12 street tacos. Yeah, that sounds great.
So are you starting to think that maybe they're not enjoying the eating?
Starting to think that.
Yeah.
Starting to think that maybe the love of the food just isn't there when you're powering down 21 and a half meat pies in 10 minutes.
But if you put down 21 and a half meat pies in 10 minutes, then like that's it for the day. You go to bed, you get up the next day. Do you have breakfast?
And you just I don't think you go to bed. I think you're on the toilet for the next 17 hours straight.
When you're done with that, are you like making a sandwich? Like, are you having a normal meal after that?
I don't know. I don't know what you like. Does your stomach allow you to, or do the doctors like? Are you given advice to say, yeah, you're going to lay off food for 3 days?
And do you lose the love of all food? Like when you go to a restaurant, you're like, none of this looks good to me.
I mean, there's a
price
to pay.
This is my job. This is my job.
Price to pay to be the best. To throw down 58 tacos in 8 minutes.
Because I would suspect that for some professional golfers, the way that we go on vacation and go play golf, they might not go play golf when they're on vacation. You know what I'm saying? If you're a professional golfer and you go on vacation, do you play golf? If you're a professional eater, do you even bother going out to restaurants? Because, you know, first of all, the portions probably look tiny to you. Secondly, you're
I don't even know how you train for this stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, years ago.
Does it just ruin your love of eating?
I remember I had the 2-pound burrito from Pancheros years ago.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy, that was a lot to put down.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Sudo at the Denver Outlaws World Burrito Eating Championships presented by Illegal Pete's last year had 13.87 pounds worth of burrito in 10 minutes. Like, it took me 45 minutes to throw down 2 pounds of that burrito. She had do that multiplied by 6+. Disgusting.
Yeah.
It's all disgusting.
I mean, yeah, of course it is. I guess I just, you know, you wonder about them away from the, when they get away from the game. I bet the professional leaders play golf and the professional golfers like to eat.
Maybe
when
that's
they go on
it.
Vacation.
You know how, like, football players, linemen, they go one of two ways. when they retire.
Oh, when they retire? This is 100% true.
They either balloon up or they drop a ton of weight. And now the guy who used to be 6'5 and 320 is now 6'5 and like, you know, 242.
Borderline unrecognizable.
I'm not a doctor, but something tells me they continue to eat at some point after they're done competing.
Well, yeah, I get that they must, but...
No, but I'm
could
saying...
you imagine the idea, though, of sitting down to a piece of toast and a banana after you've eaten 10.8 pounds of burrito? Like
13.
Yeah, like, no, you brought up the golf analogy. It could be like football, like a guy never wants to pick up a football ever again, right? Yeah. Or, you know, anything... A mechanic, career mechanics, like, I don't want to change a tire. I don't want to look at, oh, do an oil change. I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Eating, these guys literally have to eat at some point.
They can't not. You're right.
But to Doug's point, like, could you go and eat, like, for instance, she had 145 oysters in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Can you go out for seafood and think about, ooh, oysters sound good, or are you like, yeah, anything but an oyster, you know?
And when they plop down like an oyster, it was got like four. In the appetizer you ordered.
Here's your oysters, Rockefeller.
And you're like...
Where's the rest of it?
Anyway. 248-539-9797. John's in Marysville, not 97. Want a ticket. Hi, John. John, are you there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's
all
up?
Right, John.
Yep. So I competed professionally in major league eating in my early 20s for about a year and a half. And I've been through the whole routine. I had a set training schedule. I didn't hate food during it, and I actually had abs when I was competing.
How?
Well, Chestnut does.
You work out a lot. You got to have a decent metabolism to maintain that type of caloric consumption. And when you have a lot of body fat, especially visceral fat, it makes it harder for your stomach to expand. So if you look at like some of the top eaters in the history of the sport, Kobayashi, Chestnut, Eater X, you know, a lot of them are actually smaller because it lets them have more space for the stomach to expand when they are eating.
Okay, you said history of the sport.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's legitimate cash prizes throughout the entire country.
It's a competition.
For majorly eating about.
You competed and like we're done and you went home and you recovered, did you have like, you know, a bowl of cereal for breakfast the next day and go, this is it? Like, or did you lose your love of eating?
You know, it depends on the food. Funnel cake really wiped me out, and I think I fasted for a couple of days after that. Because I think I ended up eating a couple pounds of funnel cake at Valley Fair in Minnesota. And, you know, the heavier stuff, it's tougher to recover from. But if it's, like, lighter or sweeter, you're usually back on your feet pretty quickly. Okay. So it doesn't back you up too bad.
What was your most impressive eating?
Yeah.
So Ben & Jerry's has something called the Vermonster, and it's basically a gallon bucket, half-gallon bucket of ice cream, 20 scoops of ice cream. And all the toppings and everything thrown in there. And I polished that off in a little under 7 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Did you get, like, the worst ice cream headache?
Yeah, you know, after the first 15, 20 seconds of shoveling it in, because I was going for speed, your mouth just goes numb. You don't taste anything. And, you know, it's basically just trying to get as much down as possible, and you're just blacking out numb with numbness from that cold.
All right, well, fair enough. Thank you for the intel. Do you think Chestnut's going to compete at Nathan's?
You know, he's been the GOAT forever. If I were him, I would hang it up and relax and enjoy life.
Yeah, go play golf. Thank you. You know,
keep calling him back, though, man. I mean, it's the prestige.
Yeah.
The recognition.
He wants to put a number out there that'll never be matched.
Or he just loves living in the spotlight, man.
Maybe. All right, so Tigers. Memorial Day. Standings check. Surprises, letdowns, and more. Put together by ESPN. They're MLB experts. Jesse Rogers, Bradford Doolittle, Buster Olney, and Dave Schoenfeld. Now, we talk about this a lot, and it's getting outside opinions of our team. And, you know, just trying to... I think we're all getting comfortable slowly. We're at various stages of getting used to having a good baseball team. And once you get used to it, you're not expecting the letdown. You don't look at losses. Like, any losing streak is going to be at this point in getting back into baseball for a lot of fans. I think any losing streak, there's going to be a curious eye looking towards it, wondering if it's the beginning of the end. If the chariot's going to turn back into a pumpkin, like when does the whole thing come to an end? So when they lose three in a row to Cleveland, I saw social media. There was absolute panic in the air, right? Three in a row. Here we go. You know, I knew it was too good to be true, that kind of thing. So when you get outside voices that are talking about your team, I'm always intrigued. One of the questions for the Baseball Insiders on ESPN's website, of the six AL teams currently in the playoff field, how many will be there in October? Here were their answers. Buster Olney, three. I'm buying the Tigers, Yankees, and Mariners. Detroit has been remarkable early in the season and how it's plowed through the injuries to the outfield. So he's buying the Tigers. Next expert, Jesse Rogers, four. It's highly doubtful the AL Central will take four teams to the playoffs, so there's an opening for a couple teams outside the current wildcard standings to make it. Two of the Boston Red Sox, Houston Astros, and Texas Rangers will make it to the postseason, along with the current three division leaders. So that's Detroit. So Jesse Rogers buys Detroit. Sean Doolittle, ESPN baseball expert. I'll go with four. In my daily simulations, the Astros will override one of the AL Central clubs, probably Cleveland. And Dave Schoenfeld, probably at least three. I'm buying only the Tigers and Yankees as locks. We got a ton of respect here. We get a ton of respect and a ton of stamps of credibility of being a legitimate postseason baseball team. And look, we've been on board, you know, Gator and I, for quite some time, dating back to last year. Thought it would carry over. Liked what we saw in spring training. Got more fond of what they had after the Dodgers series and kind of been riding it ever since as a carryover from last year. It's fun watching the national writers get on board. If you're not yet, if you're a Tiger fan, but you're still like scared, you're still suspicious that the wheels are going to come off. It feels like with each passing week and most series, they win most series, and more people are telling you, no, they're for real, they're for real. I wonder, you know, if it's just soon it'll be 100% acceptance that this team's just simply good, and now it becomes a question of how good, right? We're not at 100%. I don't think we're at 100% acceptance that the Tigers are actually legitimately good. Once we get there, then we start debates on how good. And that's what dominates. It's what's going on with the Lions right now, right? We're not questioning whether or not the Lions are good. We're questioning whether or not they're good enough to win the whole thing. I still think some people are questioning whether or not the Tigers are good.
Yeah, and that number goes down every day. I think it's a very low percentage of people that are questioning them at this point. I mean, they're going through the worst stretch here, and they're 5-5 in the last 10.
Yep.
You know, they're playing. They've rebounded from losing 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. Lost the first three. Now they've won 2 games in a row here. And when all is said and done, the damage in the Central Division wasn't much. They got a 5-game lead over Cleveland and Minnesota and Kansas City 6 games back. It's remarkable what they've done. They've got everything you want. They've got really good starting pitching. A pitching staff as a whole with an ERA at, you know, 3.2 with a low whip and an offense that's scoring runs. An offense is doing things that they weren't doing last year. They're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. They're have a high OPS compared to where they were a year ago. Their run differential is at plus 81 after they lost 3 in a row. They're still at plus 81, which is third in all of baseball. Third or fourth, I guess. Let me check the Dodgers. It's third in all of baseball. I do think that when all is said and done, when we get to September, the teams that we're going to be talking about in the American League are Detroit and the Yankees. I don't know if Tampa is going to keep things up. You know, Tampa's just been they're in second place right now behind the Yankees, but they're just barely above 500, and they're playing in a minor league ballpark right now. And you know what Tampa is? They are a minor league team. They supply the majors with all their talent. They end up trading them away when they get good enough because they're not going to pay anybody. Will Boston get on a heater and get back above 500? I don't know. I do think the teams in the Central Division are good baseball teams, and who knows what happens in the West? Everything's tight out there. But the Tigers are for real. the Yankees are for real. How are things going to look in August after the trade deadline comes and goes? Will the Tigers have added another bat to the lineup? Will they have added more pieces to the bullpen?
It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797, 97-1, the ticket.
You know, a few years ago, I had some issues with my garage doors. They just weren't running right. It was very slow. They're making weird noises. So I picked up the phone and I called the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. They came out immediately. They looked at my doors and they said, yeah, well, this is a problem here and this is a problem here. We can fix it. They've got the tools on site. We've got the expertise. We know what we're doing. We can fix things. And that's exactly what happened. They can do that for you as well. All calls are answered 24/7 by actually a live person, and they offer same-day service, and they have emergency repairs that are available as well. You want them on the weekends? That's great. They're available at no extra charge. And when you schedule an appointment online, you can do so at a time that works for you. They're willing to work with your schedule. You're not just beholden to what their window of opportunity is. They're going to work with you. So give them a call today. Any issues with garage doors whatsoever, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can visit them at precisiondoormi.com.
You know what's crazy? Gator, you want to hear something crazy?
Do I?
Who's the worst team in the American League Central?
The White Sox.
Yeah. Do you know how many wins they have?
17?
You see how many wins Baltimore has?
They're close to it, like 18?
Yeah, they have 19.
Okay.
How is Baltimore that bad? Baltimore was the darling of baseball. Baltimore was the team that was loaded with young players. Baltimore, there was talk about them trying to make a run at school bowl. They wanted to, but they didn't want to break it up because they were going to be the team for the next decade.
So what happened? Santander left. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of their offense. He left. Not that he's doing a ton right now, but he left. And then, like, Adley Rutschman is not having the season that he had last year, that they were expecting him to continue on his path and get better, and he has not been good. And that a lot of these young players, they just haven't developed like they thought that they would. I think they've been better the last week or so.
It's amazing, though.
They're on a 3-game win streak, Baltimore is. So
they got some guys hurt, and that's a big part of it too.
Yeah, you're right. They took a chance on what they had and didn't hang on to everything that they had. I forget the other, they let a player go last year.
Didn't they trade somebody to Tampa? I feel like they made a deal with Tampa.
They did.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but there was another one of these young promising players.
I'm thinking Norby.
Norby. That was it. All right. But guys that like Colby Mayo has not been what they expected. You know, he hasn't done a ton. But Rutschman is the one that's really kind of taken.
Dude, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe that team is okay. Got it. You're gonna have ups and downs, and there's gonna be. But they've just been authentically bad.
Well, they have. I mean, look at like Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
Awesome last year, right?
Yep.
He's got 7 home runs and 15 RBI this year. Adley Rutschman's hitting .211, and he's got 15 RBIs in the season. Mountcastle, he was great for him last year. He's hitting .223, and he's got 2 home runs. Jackson Holliday is, you know, okay, young in his career, 6 home runs and hitting .267. But, I mean, they just haven't been able to get things going. You're going to lean on some of these younger players, like Heston Kjerstad, right? Mm-hmm. He hadn't done anything. He's hitting .195. He's got 4 home runs and 15 RBI. It's not good. They have no offense right now.
It's obviously just one of the more stunning things that happened. By the way, Norby was traded to Miami, not Tampa. My apologies.
Well, I was in Florida. You got it.
That was close. Let's go to Joe in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I am live in Chicago currently now, but I am from Detroit. I am visiting family for the holidays, just went to the game yesterday, and I just tuned in to hear a little talk about whether people have a hard time getting on board with the Tiger team that we have. And I'm comparing it to the way people view their teams over there, and it seems like they're a lot more willing to get on board with, you know, the Bears just have a new coach and they haven't done anything yet, and already people are talking like they went to the Super Bowl. But what I'm trying to say is I think people, we need to enjoy what we have and not worry so much about which round of the playoffs we're going to, not worry about getting so specific about this level, that level. This is a good team. This is a competitive team. Three out of our four teams have been to the playoffs in the past year, and it is a good time to be a Detroit sports fan.
Yeah, just enjoy it. Just enjoy the ride that we're on. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't understand why people would poo-poo the Lions, or they'd sit watching with their arms folded and, well, I'm not gonna buy in until the playoffs. Well, why? Then you're not enjoying what's happening right now. With the Tigers, I mean, my God, man, this is a really good baseball team. Enjoy it. It's okay. If things don't work out in October, then they don't work out in October. But right now, this is the best team in the American League. And in fact, it still has the most wins in all of baseball. So let's enjoy it.
I'm not going to get into what are they going to do at the end of the season, but when you consider where they've been within the span of, you know, a season, not even a full season, they've taken such a huge step forward. And, you know, generally speaking, when I hear national broadcasts, I hear a lot of overstepping on how good other teams are. I don't think that's the case with this team. They seem to be able to do an awful lot with, you know, very few superstars, but a lot of competitors. And I know it's like we're crossing sports, but just to like give you an idea of how positive things are with like people looking at the Bears and Ben Johnson, and they haven't played so much as a preseason game. That is the level of positivity. Maybe it's going too far. But, you know, I think I'd rather have that.
Let me be clear here, Joe. I think that it's pretty obvious here. We're at the end of May. There was, you know, there's the guys that's not even May yet crowd. And then they haven't played 40 games yet crowd. And wait till they play the Yankees crowd or whatever, you know, the people that thought we were overreacting earlier in the year. And I'm not, I want to make something clear. Not mad at anybody for feeling the way they feel. You're perfectly entitled to your own feelings. They're yours. Own them. However, you know, I think it's a dwindling percentage of Detroiters that are waiting for the rug to get pulled out from under them this regular season. You know, if you thought last year, okay, because last year's unthinkable run, and it included help from Minnesota, they collapsed, and Detroit was a team that charged in, took the advantage of that opportunity.
But you had to win, yeah.
And they did. If you thought that there was some fluky nature to it, then you probably were slower to get on board this year team and just, as he put it, enjoying it. We're enjoying it here from 10 to 2 and enjoying it a lot. And I'm not worried about the rug getting pulled out from under me. And I don't look at every two-game or three-game. They've had 2 3-game losing streaks, right? Start the season against the Dodgers and then last week against the Guardians, and there's been nothing in between, right? They've had a couple 2-game losing streaks.
Yeah, I mean they lost a series to Houston and lose to Texas.
Yes,
both of those series. But you look back at last year and it was pitching chaos, and that was the fluky part. Like you're not supposed to win that many games, have that good of a win loss record towards the end of a season with two starting pitchers, right. Let alone carry that into the off season. Win a series that nobody thought you were going to win by taking down Houston at Houston and then have a 2-1 advantage in the ALDS and unfortunately couldn't beat the White Sox Guardians to finish that off. But starting this year, things were different. You had a rotation that was ready to go, sort of, even though we still haven't seen Alex Cobb. we're seeing a really good pitching team going right now, which is different than last year's pitching chaos. And when they've gone to pitching chaos this year, it hasn't worked out all that great. The lineup is, you know, you're starting with, you're having to go with your fourth or fifth deep outfielder because all these guys were hurt to start the season. But yet the offense has been really good for this team to start the season. And it doesn't seem like this is something that should just stop and cease working. Maybe a player here and there. Maybe you don't buy in that Javi Baez is back. That's I'm not going to argue with on that. I'm enjoying Javi Baez right now, but could he revert and regress? Maybe. But Torkelson, I think we know what Torkelson is. I think we know what Riley Green is, what Kerry Carpenter is. And that's a pretty good trio of guys that you feel confident about.
Yeah, but with that being said, more reason to enjoy the ride is they could revert as well. You know what I mean? Like, Torque is coming back to what we thought he could be. But honestly, it's baseball, and I don't know what next year brings for Torque and Carpenter. But for this year, they look like pretty good. And to bring up the Baltimore thing again, Doug, like, look what happened to Baltimore. Like, they're
dude,
terrible.
It's crazy
this year.
How bad Baltimore is.
Yeah, and on top of that, in hindsight, thank God we didn't trade Scooble for those young guys or whatever, right?
There's no doubt. And that got plenty of talk last
year.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of talk. And given where the Tigers were, it was understandable. I mean, they were a prime team to be a seller, and they actually did sell. And everything involved in that deal now resides in the Tiger organization, which is amazing. But 248-539-9797. Yep, you heard it. Four ESPN insiders asked about what the postseason field will look like. All included the Tigers. And two of them went so far as to basically say it's the Tigers and Yankees. These are the two most credible teams. I think one of them threw in Seattle as well. It's awesome. It's fun. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, all you female sports fans out there, Tuesdays are the day for you at your favorite Twin Peaks. Grab your friends and join them every Tuesday at Twin Peaks for the ladies' night. $4 Happy Dads, Twisted Teas, Mimosas, House Long Islands, Margaritas, and Sangria. $5 Lemon Drop Martinis, Green, White, Orange, Tea Shots, 10 ounce Draft Ciders, 20% off all food, half off all wine. What better way to enjoy all the hockey and baseball and playoff action and basketball as well? You got Detroit battling San Francisco and baseball tonight. Make sure that you get there early enough for a front row seat to all the action. Why go to Twin Peaks for sports? Well, why not? Enjoy it all on wall-to-wall TVs, the coldest draft beer in the country. Like this month's featured beer, one of my favorites, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Not to mention, hands down, the best bar food in the state. And then there's also the beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. You know what's
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's interesting is you think about the offseason for the Tigers. And if we just said, all right, the Tigers are going to sign player X and player Y. Player X is going to lead his position in OPS in the league, in the American League, second in all of Major League Baseball. Player X. The other player is going to come out of the bullpen, have a whip of less than 0.9, have an ERA at 1.66, a strikeout an inning guy, you would think these are big signings. Did we, and I'm talking about us and everybody, did was there a lot of rejoicing when Gleyber Torres and Tommy Canley were acquired?
Not a ton, but no. I think we were warm to it. I'd like the additions.
They were nice additions, but
I was confused with Gleyber Torres because of what that meant with Colt Keith, and then we found out going into spring training what the plan was. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't know if Torres was going to be a guy that could play third base or not.
Torres leads the American League in OPS for second baseman. He's second in all baseball. Canley's been great out of the bullpen. Not always perfect, right? But, you know,
No, but he's been great. You mentioned 1.66 ERA. He's got a whip below one. Those are great numbers for a guy who's being used in a setup role on a team that really doesn't have a closer. But I don't know if A.J. Hinch cares about having a closer or not. It doesn't sound like it. Just puts guys in to get the job done. They get the job done more often than not.
Yeah, it's really been cool. And you know, look, this is a team that the way they finished last year, I have to admit, you know, I was calling for a big offseason. Like, not sort of it turns out it was a big offseason. It just didn't look like as big an offseason as I had in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I had in mind was bigger. But this has worked out really well. Really, really well.
Yeah, and I think that they'll be active before the trade deadline. I think they're going to add pieces to this team.
Yep.
But we don't know how big those pieces are going to be because they could do anything. They've got prospects they could send if they wanted to make a big splash. They've got major league ready players if they just want to do a normal swap. And they could go bullpen. I don't know if they'd go starter, probably not. Or if they just go add another bat to the lineup.
Yep.
They've got a lot of options that they can do. And they don't have a ton of holes in this lineup. They just don't. And guys are getting healthier by the day. I mean, Parker Meadows is going to be back before you know it. Wenzel Perez is going to be trying to get back into the mix. You know, when they just brought Vierling back. It's getting to be fun again.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is. All right. So did you see the news on the Top Gun franchise?
Let's see. So they made Top Gun 2, and Ray's waiting to see if there's going to be a Top Gun 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I saw was it the director?
Yep. Christopher McQuarrie.
Has figured out, he's unlocked it, and he's going to figure out what a script is for this movie, and he thinks he's got one ready to go, and he says, it's in the bag, everybody's ready to go.
Yeah, so Christopher McQuarrie has done the Mission Impossible movies, And he was on a podcast recently, the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast.
And Tom Cruise is in both of those franchises.
Yes. Was asked about, you know, has he kind of cracked the code on Top Gun 3 and what they're going to do? And he said, yeah, I already know what it is. It wasn't hard. I thought it would be. And that's a good place to go from is you walk into a room going, come on, what are we going to do? And Aaron Kruger pitched something. And I went, actually, and we have one conversation about it and the framework is there. So no, it's not hard to crack. The truth of the matter is none of these are hard to crack. Well, easy for you to say, Mr. Keep making big money, huge box office smashes. But if you're a fan of the Top Gun franchise, it sounds like they've got an idea in place. The framework of an idea for Top Gun 3. How you feel about it?
Look, I'm fine with it. I thought that it was, the movie was okay.
Oh, you didn't love Maverick?
I thought it was fine. I mean, I know that you went nuts over it.
I loved it.
It was, it was fine.
Went nuts implies that.
You did what, you said it was the best movie ever.
No, I said it was the best movie I'd seen all year. Right. Let's be clear here.
And yes, you don't watch movies. But yep. No, you did enjoy the movie.
I enjoyed it a lot, yeah.
I got excited about when it came out because they started releasing trailers in 4K, and that's when 4K just kind of started, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this. And it was visually pretty cool. Movie itself was, like I said, it was fine. I think it was a solid 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. It was entertaining for sure.
Yeah, I put it at a 10. Kang, what did you think of Top Gun 2 Maverick?
I didn't watch it.
What?
I didn't watch it.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Have you seen the original?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Did you like the original?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good movie.
Just having that time?
I cannot believe Tom Cruise is still doing action movies. And I know Top Gun wasn't like the most action film, but.
But he did a lot of the flying stunts in it.
Of course he did. Like, this is a man who's testing his limits every single time out. And he's got to be, 84 now?
A little bit of a death wish. Right? Yeah.
Oh my God, have you seen the behind-the-scenes stuff with the Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah.
It's insane. He does not need to be doing this.
No, he's like 76.
Mission Impossible took him $200 million.
Okay.
he's about to turn 63. Yeah, he does some crazy stuff. But you were not... Are you going to see Top Gun 2, Maverick?
I don't know, man. I don't like Miles Teller. He's got a punchable face. I think he just is good at what he does. He knows this. He's good at playing that type of role. I don't know what kind of role he plays in Maverick, but most roles, I feel like he wants me to be mad at him. Or annoyed or something like
he's
that.
He's Goose's son in a movie, right?
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it. The whole movie. I didn't mind.
Based on it, no.
I didn't mind it, but I have no history with him. Yeah, I can't name anything else he was in. That was the first time I saw him. Like, who's this dude? And who does Miles Teller play? Like, I had no idea that was Miles Teller.
Oh, you don't even know. Like, you're just the name. We're just throwing out the name.
A name out there, and the name could have been. I mean,
he hangs out with
Yelnik Magwawa.
Aaron Rodgers on his.
Wait,
crazy,
does he?
Crazy, he did, yeah, on his craziness.
Yeah, they're in like Hawaii together. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Movies went down to a 9.
Yeah, the movie did just drop to a 9. And I'm less enthusiastic to see Top Gun 3 if he's in it. Okay, is it like over? Are they still boys? Miles Teller and
maybe not, because it was when he was with Shailene Woodley, right?
It was, yeah.
So they're no longer together, so maybe not.
I don't even know who that is, but let's go. I'm back on board with Top Gun. That was quick. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered with 4 Metro Detroit locations. They specialize in top quality composite decking. Brands that you trust, like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality service and unbeatable value, that is the Builders First Source product.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week.
There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hummus. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Interesting move made by the Lions. And I'm not quite sure what to make of it because there was a time that I would have been really excited that the Lions had signed Zach Cunningham, the linebacker.
Yeah, well, it's just they've got roster spots on a 90-man roster at this point. So, yeah. And again, what I talked about earlier is linebackers, you're not sure how many guys are going to be able to practice because you got Barnes recovering from injury. You've got Rodriguez is recovering from injury. So I think it makes sense to go ahead and bring somebody in, at least for this week when they have the OTAs.
So out of Vanderbilt, I remember when he was drafted, we were yelling and screaming about this as a guy to go get. Got drafted by Houston Texans, spent 4 years there, got waived in December of 2021, and has bounced around ever since. He got claimed by the Titans. Looking at the Detroit News story here about him. Stayed with the Titans through 2022. Was with the Eagles in 2023. Was with the Broncos last year. He's 30 years old. Signed to the Broncos practice squad in September. Appeared in 7 games. And didn't do much. Yeah, I mean, it might be just, hey, we need guys to practice. We got to line up. And I'm a little surprised that he's, I mean, you might be at the end if you're signing with a team like Detroit where there probably isn't a path to playing anymore for you, but it's better than not having a job.
Well, there might be a path, like I said, with the guys being hurt, and then you're competing to try to be on the 53 man.
Yep.
So,
well, let me be clear. If everybody's healthy, I'm not sure there's a path. There might be, but if guys are hurt and slow coming back, I liked him a lot out of Vanderbilt.
No, I liked him a lot out of Vanderbilt as well. Big fan of his, but he'll be competing with, you know, Grant Stewart or Trevor Nowoski. Those are the guys he's going to be competing with. Is he a better option? I mean, he certainly has the experience, but I don't know if he can still play. He had, what, four tackles all of last year?
Isn't Stewart a special teams demon? Like, you have to play special teams, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, Zach Cunningham is not what he was.
No.
But he was pretty good. I mean, good God, the fourth year in his career, he had 164 tackles.
Yep.
For Houston. There it is.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make the team or anything like that. But, and I don't anticipate as much attrition as they had last year, guys. But just in case they do.
Yep.
I mean, they get him in here now just to see what he's like, you know what I mean? And learn kind of like the Lions culture a little bit, and maybe they have to call him back later in the year, because guess who played linebacker for this team when it mattered the most at the end of the season last year? Jamal Adams was on this team starting. He started like two games off the street.
Yep.
So this is maybe just a little like, hey, just in case, you know, we had Zach Cunningham in earlier this year. You know, like one of these. I ain't mad at it.
There's nothing. Yeah, there's no real. It's not like they had to cut somebody. No. It's not like they had to give something up.
No, I'm not. Look, this is he's since that year, by the way, we had 164 tackles. He's played in 40 games in the last 5 years. So he's been banged up. He's been hurt. He's clearly not the player that he was. But, you know, can he give them something if they need him?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, but Nowoski got a lot of play last year, right?
Yeah, a lot of these guys did. I mean, like I said, Jamal Adams was starting games for this team because that's how deep they got. Like I said, maybe it's just so they are kind of familiar with him, right, and see if he would even fit if they had to give him a call and they already know, you know, a little bit, get familiar with him. Otherwise, they go a different route. But, I mean, Brad Holmes was working that wire last year, man.
Yeah, he was. All right. I got a parenting question.
I'm here to help.
So, you know my little guy.
Yeah.
And he's a teenage boy, and he
is a teenage man.
Yeah, he's forgetful. He's also got a personality on him. And one of his chores during the week is to take out the trash. And last night, yesterday, I said, hey, don't forget, it's trash night. Then I sent him a text. Remember, it's trash night. So we had a verbal and a text to remind her that it was trash night. I remind him because he forgets all the time. When he has forgotten in the past, we've taken the cell phone away. 24 hours. Second time it happens, 48 hours. Third time it happens, we're going on 4 days. Like he's forgotten twice. This morning I get up and I walk outside and the trash has not been taken out.
That's a problem.
And he's got a big baseball game today. So I'm like, I'm not going to wake him. I'm going to let him sleep. But I'm going to text him. They didn't take it out. I took the trash out. And I texted him, you did not take the trash out. You know the consequences. I just got a text from him. Hear me out, he writes. So realistically, trash day was today. But since Memorial Day was yesterday, it was moved back a day.
It's true.
So I didn't miss it today. No punishment? Question mark. So he's negotiating. He forgot, but trash day wasn't this morning.
That's right.
So I took the trash out, and his whole thing is, hey, I didn't miss it. So he's trying to negotiate getting out of the
smart
punishment.
I think he should, and I agree with him.
Of course you do.
No, it's not, you know, I don't always go on this side. I side with you a lot. In this case, he's right. No, did he forget? Absolutely. But you know who else forgot? You forgot that it's a holiday and it didn't need to go out today.
This is 100% true.
So,
however, if I tell him to take the trash out on a Thursday as his father, even though it's not trash night, I want him to take the trash out. Do as your parents tell you.
To the curb?
Yeah. If I'm wrong, but I told you to do something, you do it.
Okay, I just want to understand this.
Yes.
So you put the trash out to the curb like 3 days in advance?
No. I'm using that as an example. As a parent, if I tell the kid to do something, I expect them to do it.
Do you really?
Yes. Well, no, I don't anymore. I don't. My daughter will
life
try
is
and
full
wear,
of disappointments.
Yeah, my
as
daughter
a, as a parent.
Will try and wear us down until we quit and do it ourselves, and my son forgets everything. So, like, I know their patterns. No, I don't expect them to do. But as a parent, that's the expectation.
That's the goal, really.
And nothing changed. He was told to do it. He didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
Yes. Kang, sorry.
But I'm just saying.
You side with him.
Well, yeah, because it technically doesn't even have to be out there until tomorrow when they come pick up trash. So I think he's okay.
Kang, what do you think?
So I actually want to side with your son. Yep. But if he would have just said this from the beginning, you know what I mean? Like, no, Dad, trash day has been pushed back. But he didn't know that, and now he's trying to use that as the fallback, which I ain't mad at him for that either, that's by the smart. Way. But as a dad, no, I want to be on your side, too.
I actually, part of me is like, it's kind of funny. Yeah. He discovered this.
It's a loophole, man.
Yeah, and there's multiple trash cans out, like, on a street. Like, I walked out and saw others. I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm like, he didn't do it. But, you know, I mean, as a parent, when you ask your kids to do something, like, Kang, are your daughters responsible for really anything yet?
No, not really.
Yeah. Okay.
Not yet. But I would say this. If you're a commissioner of the league and you had a 3-game suspension and he appeals, down to 1 game.
Yeah.
I think the punishment is, you know, you do something for not listening, but it's not as harsh as it would have been.
Here's an opportunity for you. Well, if you want me to forgive this, then you better do the other stuff I asked you to do ASAP.
Well, let's just say that he got a laundry list of stuff to do, because not only did he not do that, I got up today, my car wasn't plugged in, I backed out, his wallet was in the car, I'm driving to work, and I know it, and I'm like, dude.
You're a mess.
He's a mess. That's what I'm saying. So I put a list of demands that he needed to get done today. I think he's just fearful. Like, this is the big thing. When you were a kid, it was take the car away. Now it's take your phone away.
Yes, 100%.
Yep. Adam tweeted us.
I can give you another one to take away, but I don't think you'll like it, and he won't like it.
Adam says, double down with the boy. No punishment now, but if he forgets within the next 2 trash days, you double the punishment. So I take it up to the, okay, I won't take his phone away, but now you've hit the 48-hour threshold the next time. You do it, it's 76 hours.
What if you take baseball away?
I could do that, yeah. I mean, I'm not doing it with today's game, but we might have some talk when I'm actually coaching the team, which is in the summer. I can't really do that now, but here is Rico Beard.
You're going to punish your kid?
Yeah, so today I told him to put out
the trash. He's going to get it.
Well, listen to this. I told him to put out the trash. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it. It's his weekly job. I put the trash out this morning and told him there'd be consequences. He just discovered, because of Memorial Day, trash day isn't this morning. It's pushed back till tomorrow. So he's like, hey, no punishment. He's trying to negotiate out of it. Gator's on board with the Gator one.
I think it's smart.
I mean, technically,
I'd do the same thing if I were him, but
technically he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he didn't, but he didn't listen to his dad.
You said to get the garbage out.
I said, put the trash out. He didn't do it.
Right, but the trash wasn't getting picked up. So if you put it out too soon, but that's when critters from the neighborhood jump in the garbage and tear it all up.
But Doug
up.
Didn't know that. And
he
so
didn't
Doug
know that either.
And neither did his kid. Hey, man, so Doug ended up taking the trash out this morning because he thought that it was going to
So you had
up.
No patience. You didn't believe in your kid who knew.
No, he wasn't taking it out. That wasn't happening.
Yeah, you can't punish him.
I'll see how the negotiation goes. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
You can't.
I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna make him work his way out of this.
That's how you do it.
It's a little bit of a Richard move, but you know what? It's your kid.
Yep. Oh. Being a dad isn't. You're not always friendly to your kids, man.
Yeah,
if you're always friendly to them, you're doing it wrong.
I just think that when you put the hammer down when they've done something, not for pre.
But this
not
isn't. A, but this
isn't
a
the first time, and this
oh,
isn't the first
oh, okay,
time.
Okay, and there, okay. and there is a list of things that right, he so hasn't accomplished yet that he needs to accomplish before more punishment comes down.
Okay, then you know what? I stand down.
Well, whatever.
You can be like Ghost in the Show Power if you want.
What do you got planned next?
You know, after looking at like the stuff that Scooble did, the complete game, just the is he going to be here long term? Not do the Tigers. Is he going to be here for a while? Because it's just weird how it's just kind of been in limbo.
Yeah.
So that and then we'll settle something. That we heard from the morning show.
Okay.
We'll settle that first.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.